So today we will be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, the 10th canto, chapter 2 and text 7. We will read many verses, but repetition for one verse, 7 verse. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. The Lord order Yog Maya, O my potency, who are worshipable for the entire world, and whose nature is to bestow good fortune upon all living entities. Go to Braja, where there live many cowherd men and their wives. In that very beautiful land where many cows resides, Rohini, the wife of Vasudev, is living at home of Nanda Maharaj. Other wives of Vasudev are also living there incognito because of fear of Kansa. Please go there. Purport. Nanda Gokul, the residence of King Nanda, was itself very beautiful, and when Yog Maya was ordered to go there and encourage the devotee with the fearlessness, it becomes even more beautiful and safe. Because Yog Maya had ability to create such an atmosphere, the Lord ordered her to go to Nanda Gokul. So we are process of preparing for celebrating Krishna Janmashtami. So we will discuss about the Krishna Janmashtami, and particular in this present today we will discuss how and in which circumstances Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, entered in the womb of Mother Devaki. And after entering, how the whole situation was completely changed. That we will begin, will not go far before. But we know the description in Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami described appearance of Lord Krishna. The one point we know that Hatesu Satsu Valesu Devakya Agrasenina. After Devaki married Vasudevji, and after that, each year, Mother Devaki gave birth to a child. And in this way, she gave birth of 8 sons and 1 daughter, and her name was Subhadra. So altogether, she got 9 children, 8 sons and 1 daughter, Subhadra. But Hatesu Satsu Balesu, Kansa killed 6 sons of Vasudev and Devaki, one after another. Hatesu Satsu Balesu Devakya Agrasenina, Agras, the son of Ugrasen, Kansa killed 6 sons of Devaki, one after another. And then Saptamo Vaishnavam Dhamam Yamanante Prachakshate Garbho Babhuva Devakyam Harsh Soka Vibardhan. And at the 7th pregnancy of Devaki, personally Lord Balaram took shelter or entered in the womb of Mother Devaki. Garbho Babhuva Devakyam. Balaram took shelter, Balaram entered in the womb of Mother Devaki as her seventh child, her seventh pregnancy. But here Sukadeva Goswami says, Harsa Soka Vivardhanam. Balaram becomes the region of lamentation of Devaki, and sometimes he becomes for her jubilation, harsh and soka. Harsh by that she becomes very much jubilant, happy that she is going to give son, his seventh son. That was the pleasing part, harsh. But same time she was knowing well that as soon as my child would take birth, immediately he would be killed. So when was remembering his future destiny of my son, seventh son, he will be killed. So that was his sorrow, soak, lamentation. And harsh was that I am going to become the mother of seventh child. This was harsh soka vivardhanam. Simultaneously, Balaram was increasing her jubilance, pleasure, as well as lamentation. Then Sukadeva Goswami, Bhagavan api viswatma viditva kamsa jam bhayam. Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan here. Sanatana Goswami says, Bhagavan means Swayam Bhagavan. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swamin. Bhagavan api viswatma viditva kamsa jam bhayam. So Krishna came to know. He was aware of the bhaya, fear of Kamsa. Kamsa was creating so much disturbance, especially for Brajavasi, especially those who had taken birth in Jadu dynasty. Viditva Kamsa jam bhayam Jadunam Nijanathanam Yoga Mayam Samadhisat. When Krishna came to know that Brajavasi, all the inhabitants of Braj area, Mathura and that track of land, they are very much in distress, Krishna immediately summoned Yoga Maya, his eternal potency. Jadunam Nijanathanam Yoga Mayam Samadhisat. He called, summon Yoga Maya, please, Yoga Maya, come. Immediately, as soon as she was summoned, she was called, Yoga Maya came in front of Krishna, and she offered her obeisances and asked, my dear Lord, for what reason you have called me? Please tell me, what service I could do for you? Then Krishna ordered, Gach Devi Brajam, Brajam Bhadre Gop Gobhi Alankirtam. Gach Devi, Devi, here, Devi means, so you are worshipable for all three words. And Bhadre, she is addressed as Devi, she is worshipable for all three words, whole universe. And Bhadre, you are very much specious. You bestow speciousness to all living entity. So you please go to Braja. The track of land, they consist of 12 forests, and Mathura, of course, that we call Braja. So they be, you please go to Braja. And Krishna described, Gop Gobhi Alankirtam. Alankirtam, that place, that track of land known as a Braj, it is very much nicely decorated by the presence of Gopa and Gopis and cows. There, Gopa, cowherd men, Gopis and cows, their decoration, due to their presence, the Braj has become very much beautiful. Gop Gopi Alankirtam. Please you go Braj, go Mathura, go Gokul, go in Vrindavan. And why I should go there? For what reason? So Krishna, Rohini Vasudevasya Bharja. One of wives of Vasudev. Vasudev has many wives, prominent word Devaki, but Rohini was also wife of Vasudevji. So Krishna says, Rohini Vasudevasya Bharja. Rohini is the wife of Vasudevji. And she is living, she is situated herself in Gokule, Nand Gokule. Nand Gokul, the Gokul of Nand Baba. And then Anyascha, not only she, but another wife, another person also, they are also living in Gokul. Comes with some vigna, and they are very much fearful due to the presence of Kansa. Due to to atyachar of Kansa, they are very much fearful and vivarishu, isn't it? They are living there hidingly, incognito. Okay, I will go then. What I should do? Krishna, Devakya jathare garbham sesyakhyam dhama mamkam. And Krishna informed Devaki, prominent, another wife of Vasudevji, she is in Mathura. And she is in the prison house of Kansa. She is confined in the jail, prison house. And in her garbha, in her womb, mam dhamakam, my plenary expansion, prominent expansion, my second expansion. Balaram has taken shelter. Balaram is there, my elder brother is there in the womb of Mother Devaki. So you have to do tat sannikarsya. From there you attract, you take out Balaram, Ananta, from the womb of Devaki, and you sannivesh, you put attract Balaram from the womb of Devaki and you place Balaram in the womb of Rohini. Tat sannika. Do it nicely. This is your special service. I am giving you this seva. Tat sannikarsya. Use all your expertise. You should use all your expertise on your command. Don't spare any expert. Everything should be very nicely you have to do. Tat sannikarsya. Sannikarsya, attract Balaram from the womb of Devaki and you place Balaram in the womb of Rohini. You have to use all expertise on your command. Everything. So much so, there should not be any suffering, any pain on the part of Devaki and on the part of Rohini and same time Balaram. They were Devi, Bhadre, you have to bestow auspiciousness. So please do this. This is a special service for you. You have to do this job. Then Jogmaya immediately she accepted, agreed, and said, okay, Om Iti. But she requested, for what reason, why I should do this, why this, this is not very usual. Balaram has taken birth, taken shelter in the womb of Devaki, so he can take birth as Devaki seventh son. How come that I should? Then Krishna talks about Atha Aham Ansabhagena Devakya Putratam Subhe. I am going to become the son of Mother Devaki. Putratam, sonhood, putratva. I am going to become, I am going to take a situation of putratva. I am going to become the son of Mother Devaki. I am going to enter in the womb of Mother Devaki. That place, womb should be empty. It is already occupied by Balaram. It will be inconvenience on my part to go there. So you do that, take him out. That place should be empty and I want to enter in the womb of Mother Devaki. Prapshami. I will enter, I am going to enter in the womb of Mother Devaki. For that reason, this service you have to do, I am telling you, you have to do that. And then Krishna told additional order, and tvam, and you also, Yashodayam Nandapatnya Bhavishad. I am going to take birth from the womb of Mother Devaki, and I am telling you as well, go and take shelter the womb of Mother Yashoda. You will take birth in the womb from the womb of Mother Yashoda, and in this connection you will be my younger sister. I am going to take birth the same time you should also appear. Athaham Ansabhagina Devakyam Putratam Subhe Prapsyami Tom Cha Yashodayam Nandapatnyam Bhavishyati. You also take birth as the daughter of Mother Yashoda. And Krishna blessed Yogmaya, Purnamasi Devi. Archishyanti Manushyam Tvam Sarva Kama Bareshwarim. And if you do this service, you do favor for me, then I bless you. Archishyanti Manushya. People in general, ordinary people, Archishyanti, they will worship you very nicely. You would be worshipped on the earthly planet, material, better than me. Archishyanti manushyantam sarva kama bareshwarim. And you will be ability, you will get the ability to fulfill the all material desire of material sick people. Archishyanti manushyam tvam. You will be supreme bestower of benediction. Or you will be supreme in fulfilling the material desire of human being. Dhupo pahar balibhi. They will construct big many temple for you. Nam dhyani kurvanti sthanani chanarabhuvi. On the earthly planet, they will construct glorious, big temples. They will establish your deity and they will worship very nicely. And they will give you different name. Here Krishna has mentioned about 14 name of Durga Devi. People will give. Before Yogmaya appeared, Krishna gave her name. Here, late list, Sukadeva Goswami has listed 14 name of Durga Devi. Durga, one. Durga, Bhadrakali, Vijaya, Vaishnavi, Kumbuda, Chandika, Krishna, Madhavi, Kanya, Maya, Narayani, Isani, Sarada, and Ambika. Article 4. So Krishna ordered Yogmaya, you please do this job for me. And as soon as Durga Devi, Yogmaya was ordered, immediately she accepted, agreed. Sandishtai Bhagavata Tatheti Omiti Vacha Pratigriha Parikramyam. Then she offered obeisances for Krishna, Supreme Personality of Lord Krishna. And she came on the earthly planet Gam Gata Tat Tatha Akarot. And she did what she was ordered. Krishna has told her this. Transferred Balaram from the womb of Devaki and place it in the womb of Rohini. She did it. And then Garbhe Pranite Devakyam Rohini Yasho Yoga Nidra. The Yoga Nidra, here another name of Yogmaya, Yoga Nidra. she did. So people, because Devaki, the Balaram who was in the womb of her mother Devaki, so when Jogmaya transferred, attracted from the womb of Devaki and placed in the womb of Rohini, so then people in general, there were no they started to curse. It appears that something aversion-like things had taken place. The seventh child completely destroyed, killed. So Pavara, all the citizens, including Kamsa, they were lamenting, they started to cry for this loss, because Devaki, innocent Devaki, she lost even her seventh child also. Though they were not knowing, people in general, citizens of Mathura, they were not knowing what had happened, but everyone was cursing. They get together cursing Kamsa. They were thinking that Kamsa had done something by mantra and tantra, somehow he destroyed, finished the embryo, garbh of Devaki. And then Bhagavan api Vishwatma Bhakta Nam Abhayankara. Then Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there are a list of different incarnations of Krishna. And towards the end, Sruta Goswami talks, Ete Chans Kalaha Pumsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Swayam Bhagavan, Nanda Nandan, Yashoda Nandan. Bhagavan api Vishwatma Bhakta Nam Abhyankara Avivesa. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, Nanda Nandan, entered in the mind of Vasudeva. This way, how Krishna came, entered in the womb of Devaki. Before what happened, Krishna did not enter directly in the womb of Mother Devaki. Before Avivesa, Krishna entered in the mind of Vasudeva. Avivesa ansabhagena manah anan dundhave. Ansabhagena. Krishna ansabhag. Ans is other incarnation, including the Karanodakshaya Vishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Chirodakshaya Vishnu, and other incarnation. With all incarnation and all the three Purusha, Krishna entered in the mind of Vasudeva. And as soon as Krishna entered in the mind of Vasudeva, what happened about Vasudeva? Sa vibhrad paurusam thamam. When Vasudeva was sustaining, carrying, holding the transcendental form, divya vigraha of Swayam Bhagavan, then he became as brilliant as sun itself. His glory has become so much illuminated, his body becomes so beautiful, so much brilliant as sun itself. Durashado ati durasva. It was very difficult for any person even to look at him. He was so brilliant, like sun. Ati, and very difficult to approach him. Bhuta nam sambhuva. And then Vasudev ji, on his part, Tato jagan mangalam achyutansam samahitam surasutena devi dadhara sarvatmak atma bhutam kashtam yathanand karam manastam. And then Vasudev ji took Vasudev Krishna from his mind and he placed samahitam. He placed in the mind of Devaki. First Krishna appeared in the mind of Vasudev ji, and from there, Vasudev ji transferred from the mind of his mind in mind of Mother Devaki. Samahitam, samahitam, nicely he transferred and placed there in the mind of Mother Devaki. Dadhara sarvatmakatma bhutam kasha and yatha ananda karam manasam. And again, Devaki becomes very much, her beauty, her pleasure, her delight enhanced as soon as Krishna was transferred in the mind of Mother Devaki. Kashta atha ananda karam manasam. When the eastern direction, when the bears the rising full moon in eastern direction, the eastern direction becomes very much beautiful. Similarly, when Mother Devaki sustaining, holding Krishna in her mind, she becomes very much beautiful. Dadhar. And then, from the mind, first Krishna entered in the mind of Vasudeva. From the mind of Vasudeva, he was transferred in the mind of Mother Devaki. And from the mind of Devaki, Krishna descended and he came in the heart of Mother Devaki. First in her mind, and from there he descended, came down in the heart of Devaki. And eventually, even from the heart of Mother Devaki, he descended and came under the stomach, in the womb of Mother Devaki. Krishna is there. So he lived there in the womb of Mother Devaki for continuous 7 months. Krishna did not... 7th month was Balramji, and 7 months in the womb of Mother Devaki was Krishna. So he came in order to arouse, Krishna wanted to increase the motherly affection in the heart of Mother Devaki. For that reason, Krishna descended from heart of Devaki and he took shelter in the womb of Mother Devaki. Sadevaki sarv jagan nivasa nivas bhuta nitaram nari. One name of Krishna is Sarv Jagan Nivasa. All cosmic manifestation, everything is within the body, within the stomach of Krishna. All includes all cosmic manifestation, universe, that is within the within the stomach, within the existence of Krishna. And that Krishna, inclusive of all existence, he was there, and he was there in the womb of Mother Devaki. And Mother Devaki was confined. She was imprisoned in the one room, one home of Kamsa, in the prison house of Kamsa. And that prison house was located in Mathura. So the Sa Devaki Sarva Jagan Nivasa Nivasa Bhuta. Krishna, Mother Devaki, became the residence of Sarva Jagan Nivasa, Krishna. But her beauty and her influence, her glory was not appreciated by people in general, because she was Bhojendra Gehe Agni Sikheva Ruddha. Because she was under the arrest of Kamsa, she was confined in a particular house, a particular place, so her beauty was, people were not able to see her. People were not to see her and not able to appreciate her beauty. Here Sukadeva Goswami talks about Gyan Khale Yatha Saraswati. Gyan Khale, bahut gali hai kisi vidwan vyakti ke liye. This is the very bad word used for a learned scholar. Gyan Khal. He has knowledge, he knows something, but he does not distribute that knowledge. The very knows everything, all Shastra, very Krishna conscious person, but he doesn't preach Krishna consciousness, he doesn't distribute that knowledge, that person is very much condemned in Shastra because Gyan Khal. So as the learning, wisdom of Gyan Khal is not appreciated, not become beneficial, similarly, since Mother Devaki was confined in the prison house of Kamsa, her beauty, her effulgence was not appreciated by people in general. However, Kamsa was very frequently, he was visiting in prison house, he was seeing, he was waiting, but 10th, this was 10th pregnancy of Mother Devaki. So one time he came. Tam Bhiksha Kamsa Parbhaya Jitantara. Then Kamsa entered in the prison house. He came there. When he saw Mother Devaki, Parbhaya Ajitantara, Virochayanti, he saw, Kamsa saw that she was illuminating the darkness of whole palace. Whole the prison house was completely illuminated by the presence of Mother Devaki. Parbhaya, by her effulgence, she was dissipating, she was removing the darkness of the prison house. So she was very much beautiful. The effulgence, bright effulgence was coming out from her body, and bhavanam suchasmita, so much so the whole, all the prison house was completely illuminated, and suchismita, and she was so jubilant, she was so much jubilant, she was so much happy, the happiness, bliss was emanating from her body, especially suchismita, she was smiling very purely, very nicely she was smiling. Means she was very much beautiful, and same time her beauty was enhanced, and she was very much jubilant, pleasing. Ahai same, immediately he uttered, he told himself, Ahai same pran haro hari. Certainly, consciously, certainly I can take my prana hara, who is going to kill me, who is going to steal my life force, my prana, certainly he has taken shelter, he has entered in the womb of Mother Devaki. Dhruvam, I can tell with all my confidence that certainly this time Vishnu has entered in her womb. Dhruvam Sirto Yannapure, because never ever before she looks so beautiful and so happy. Always, whenever I was seeing him since very beginning of her child, she was never so beautiful as this time. So due to, and same time he is now so jubilant as well, because whenever Kamsa visited Mother Devaki, she was very morose, in distressed condition. You can understand, her 6 children were killed, and she, along with her husband, they were confined in prison in the jail. Her child were killed, so she was always very much in distress. But now he is Suchismita. It looks that happiness, delight, pleasure was emanating from her body. She was so happy and same time so beautiful. So Kamsa thought, certainly I can tell for sure Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu has entered in her womb. She never looked so beautiful and so happy, so jubilant before. And she said, Kimadya tasmin karaniye masu. Then, in this circumstances, what I should do? Yadatratan nabihanti. Once the thought flashed in her mind, it is nice time, I should kill Devaki and the child within the womb. At once, for a time being, for a flash, this idea, but immediately she thought, no, I can't do this. Istriya, How can I am a kshatriya, I am known as a warrior, veer. I could not kill, I should not kill Devaki, because why I should not? Istriya, she is a woman. For a kshatriya, for a warrior, inflicting any type of punishment, even verbal punishment, it is not allowed in Shastra. Istriya. In purport Srila Prabhupada, Istri, woman, old man, Brahmin, cow, children, they should not be given physical punishment in any circumstances. Even verbal punishment should not be given. So I should not, Istriya, she is woman, Swasu, my own sister. She was cousin sister of Kansa, my sister. Besides, Guru Matya, she is pregnant. If I will kill Devaki, then immediately and forever, I will lose, I will spoil my reputation. Yasah sriyam hanti anukalam ayu. If this type of killing, if I kill Devaki, immediately I will spoil, I will destroy my widespread reputation. I am very much famous as a warrior, veer. So I will spoil my yash, sriyam. I will lose my opulences, all, vaibhav. And I will reduce my duration of life. Anukal. Immediately I will lose, and immediately I will lose forever. If I do, so I should not. So this is the, and this in next verse 1, verse Sukhdev Goswami has talked. That iti ghor tamad bhavat sannivitta swayam prabhu. And he refrained himself, decided no condition, no circumstance, I can't kill, I can't inflict any harm on the part of Devaki. He refrained himself, and Sukhdev Goswami here, Kansa Prabhu. Otherwise, Sukhdev Goswami, such a respect, Swayam Prabhu, because he was able to restrain himself, refrain himself of sinful activity. Kansa Prabhu ghor tamad bhavat sannivirta, decided no. I will not kill, I should not kill Devaki. So he refrained him, and still, but next thing also he started to wait. He decided that no, I will not kill Devaki. And even the child would take birth, immediately I will not kill him. He should be trained. He should be learn all martial art, dhanur vidya. When he will grown up, nice, and then I will fight with him. And then I will earn the reputation by killing Lord Vishnu. If I will kill the child, if first of all I should not kill, if the child is within the womb, and not immediately after birth, when he will take birth, he should be go through all the training and martial art, army, become a grown up, he will become warrior, and I will provide him similar weapons for him also. And then I will fight, and then I will kill. And then I should must wait for time being, because Vishnu will take birth, and then 25, at least 25 years I have to wait there, and then I will. And he has given in this Swayesha Khalu Jivan. He says, anybody, this is opinion, first he refrained himself of killing Devaki, and they said, anybody, first of all, if he identify himself with a body, bodily concern, that person is condemned. So first of all, I should not identify, in order to protect my this body, material body, I should not do this sinful activity. I should not be engaged in sinful activities of killing a woman. So anyone who identify himself with the body, bodily concepts of life, and at the same time he maintains this body by the cruel activities, that person is condemned. Dehe mritem, that person is as good as dead. Though he is breathing, living, but he is not actually alive. He has died. Maybe he is breathing, but if he maintains that he identify himself with the body, bodily concept of life, and he maintains his body with the cruel activities, that person is as good as dead. So I don't want to spoil my reputation. वो समझता था कि मेरा जस फैला हुआ है. He was very thinking that my widespread reputation I will spoil, I will destroy. So thus he refrained from this killing of Mother Devaki. One flash, like flash, the idea. First he thought that I should finish. But he refrained himself. And when this mentality, this attitude came in his mind, then Sukadeva Goswami, very respectful words, Kamsa Prabhu refrained from this sinful activity and decided, no, I should not do. So thus, Krishna entered in the womb of Mother Devaki. First, Krishna appeared in the mind of Vasudev. From the mind of Vasudev, Supreme Personality of Krishna was transferred into the mind of Mother Devaki. And from the mind of Mother Devaki, Krishna descended in her heart. And from the heart of Mother Devaki, Krishna descended and entered in the womb of Mother Devaki. Thus Krishna took shelter of the womb of Mother Devaki. So here I stop. If you have any question or comment, you are